I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The COVID-19 pandemic has brought sports, both professional and amateur, to a standstill. Let's discuss the possible resumption of action. Danny Ecker is joining us, a reporter at Crane's Chicago Business. Danny, let's begin with Major League Baseball. This idea of the teams just playing in Arizona, all of them staying in Arizona, it's come up. Major League Baseball kind of downplayed it, but it seems like this is at least an idea that's being seriously tossed around.
Yeah, certainly the league and the Players Association are apparently, according to ESPN, discussing a plan that would get the season going at some point in May. You know, there's definitely a pressure and an interest among the league and the players, as considering how much money is involved here with broadcast rights and everything, to try to get things up and running as soon as possible. It's a huge challenge, and there's all kinds of logistical questions that need to be answered, but you know, it's definitely being contemplated, and understand that we'll see. I'm sure as this thing starts to play out, there's a lot of uncertainty still to be ironed out before anything can really be committed to start.
Does this reflect the fact that TV and radio revenue for sports, I mean, that's where they make the bulk of their money. And so, yeah, they'd miss out on the stadiums, the fans, the concessions, the tickets, all of that. But they would still be able to at least get some revenue and a significant chunk.
Absolutely. Especially for teams that, you know, have a stake, a big stake in their own networks. Think about what the Cubs have just done with Marquee. And the new network they've launched in February, where it's extra important that they're able to deliver, you know, live content to their broadcast partners to be able to bring in the fees from that. So, you know, there's a lot of money at stake on the broadcast side. And in addition to tickets and other kind of ancillary revenue, that's really what teams are focused on and why they really want to start as soon as possible, as long as they're within CDC guidelines.
Yeah, certainly fans would love that, too. I'm just trying to imagine what this would be like for the players. I mean, they'd have to all quarantine for 2 weeks somewhere in Arizona, don't have any contact with anyone else. I mean, it seems like it'd be difficult to play, psychologically especially.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, those are some of the key questions that I think you have to figure out how to answer, where, you know, first of all, you know, the idea, first of all, that fans, you know, games would be played without fans in the stands if they started up next month. And then players and staff of these teams would live at hotels in isolation. And, you know, then what about the players? I mean, their families, are their families allowed to travel with them in any way? I mean, there's all kinds of questions that the players would need to, Players Association would need to figure out whether they're comfortable with for a plan like that to come together. But certainly they're getting creative when you have billions of dollars on the line from TV contracts.
Talk about what UFC is trying to do with this Fight Island concept.
Yeah, so Dana White, the president of UFC, came out this week to say that he is close to setting up a deal to secure a private island. He hasn't said, I don't think yet, where that island is, but yeah, that's where he would be to host events. The idea would be to fly, you know, their fighters and people in to actually stage these events. Again, a lot of money in the line when they have, you know, this UFC pay-per-view event, UFC 249, which is scheduled to air. They already had to postpone three events, the UFC did. So, you know, again, another example of, hey, let's try to find a way to make this work in a world where you can't have people gathering together. And, you know, again, it underscores that the TV, the broadcast rights that are involved here are so lucrative that the owners of these properties are trying to figure out any way that they can to actually keep going.
Thanks so much for all of the details. Yeah, you're right. Just trying to stay in business. Danny Ecker, reporter at Crain's Chicago Business.